take just a moment. We'll just have a moment of silence, and then I'm going to talk a little bit, then we'll do a meditation. Okay, just give me a minute to talk a little bit, and then we'll have the meditation. I have just a few things to point out that might be helpful. You'll have to see our own psyche handles these kind of imaginal meditations, or when we do the inner child work and this type of thing. But like, say we're doing, like yesterday we did the going in and then be imagining how you would like your relationship with your mother or your father or both to be. Something like that. Now, that's just the inner starting suggestion. And your psyche can start working on that. Like, you might imagine, try to imagine your mother, for instance, as, when you're a little girl, how you would love that relationship to be. And that could be difficult in coming. It might not just come that easily. Or imagining your father, that might not come that easily. And so what you have to do, if you have this attitude, at least I found this attitude really helpful, you are starting a process where there is a problem. Your whole psyche knows there's some issues, some things that would be better if you could improve those things, right? So the whole psyche is aware of that. And so that's the area where you're just, you have that starting place. But then see where the psyche takes you, because just like the body wants to heal itself, the psyche wants to heal itself. And so it can, if you kind of trust it and let it go its own way, it'll take you on its own journey around that situation. You know? Like, certain, I'll just give certain possibilities that I know can happen. The wounding of your own mother or father may be too much for you to even be able to imagine her being or him being how you would love them to be, unless they go through their own process of healing. And so your psyche might take them on a journey, take them on a healing journey to see if anything can be done. And it will figure that out. And so it will figure or try or work with it, whatever needs to be done to accomplish that vision of yours, which would be to be even to be able to imagine your mother or your father. Let me say it like this. Keeping the form of your mother or your father, you may not be able to imagine them as being whole enough or complete enough to be able to be your mother or father, and to even to be able to have that imagination, the psyche may want to do some healing work with them internally to help them be able to have that freedom to be, you know, a real mother or father to you. And so then, if that's the case, then there'll be the psyche's going to be just taking you here, and then you have to trust it to go with it, to see what it's going to do as it's a life of its own. You may need another mother and father for now. You know, the image of somebody else, some other figure. It could even be a devata or a deva. It could be for the mother, it could be Saraswati, or it could be Lakshmi, or it could be, Jnaneshwara, you know. The father can be whatever form comes for the father that would really be a good father for you, because you're not able yet to have that image be an image of the good father for you. Psyche may not be able to do it. When I did Jungian analysis, which I did for about 14 years, actually. Jungians are in analysis forever. It's almost like a spiritual discipline of the psyche, you know.
What is the spiritual discipline?
Jungian analysis. Mm-hmm. That because you're in Jungian analysis, you're really the Jungian ego. We don't really use that word in Vedanta. It's different. Just the conscious mind is always going into the unconscious, and there's a lot of imaginal work that is done that is just so beautiful and so productive, of so helpful, you know. And it does that relationship of your conscious mind to the unconscious is a wonderful relationship to have. Every human being should have that. We should have that. But Jungian analysis is about that, you know. And so it goes on for years. It's kind of it's as though you're a therapist. We call the therapist more the analyst. It's just like a closed container where every week or every 2 weeks or whatever you spend really doing that type of work. Okay, so anyway, when I was doing that work in that context, it's not that I don't do it now, but in that context, the form of my analyst was the form of the father inside when I was doing that work, not my real father. And I didn't ask it to be that way. Well, let's have the analyst be the father. No, that was the figure that my psyche chose, and it really didn't have anything to do with this external relationship. It had only to do with this internal relationship, and that internal relationship went on for a couple of years. And then it came to, to a healing or to a closure, to where that energy was released. The really problematic energy was released. And then that image and the little stories that went on around all of that, those dissipated. They kind of join your conscious mind. Energy that's held in there that gives the power to the image, or gives the fuel, whatever you want to call the energy, to the image, that energy gets released back into your conscious mind. And so those images, they may still be there, but they don't have the energy that pulls your conscious mind down into them. So all of that energy, it's something that is released back into your body, back in a normal way, back to where it belongs in the conscious mind. So your conscious mind becomes more energized, you know. And then your father's your father, your mother's your mother, but you're not holding all of this energy, repressed energy, inside. And it's really because of this work. But I just want you to know that you have to go with your psyche. Don't think that, oh, Radha said do this now, okay. But that's not what the psyche wants to do. It's just simply a starting place. And it has its own life. I know some of you have done a lot of this work, so you're familiar, I'm sure, with everything I'm saying. Some of you may not have done a lot of this work, kind of work. And so I just want to let you kind of experience the tremendous wonder of the kind of life of its own that your psyche has. And that there can be a certain trust there, because you're not going to act out what the psyche says, or, you know, in this plane, without permission of your buddhi, right? And so, and if it's doing something too scary for you, for some reason, going into dark corners, you can always say, the one who's accompanying, you're in there accompanying that travel, you can just say, "That's too dark for me, that's too scary for me right now." Yeah, that control. So that those kind of controls give you the freedom to just let the psyche heal and give heal. It's like Bhagawan's backup systems. The psyche can can, in this imaginal world, which is the world you're living with, all of your memories, everything, you're living in this imaginal world, we're allowed to transform this imaginal world. See what I mean? And to release some of the affects. So I just wanted to give you a few words on that. So let's start that. Let's take a moment. And that's it. So invoking the inner friend and really letting your body and your mind just relax, be themselves in the presence of yourself, of your being that the Atma, the self, that your buddhi is really taking refuge in, resting in. And let the body as though rest in yourself, which is really the truth of the inner friend. Your own being is the inner friend, really. Just let your body rest, and the mind rest. Be as it is. Rest doesn't mean be quiet or be noisy. It just means to be welcomed, to be just simply allowed to be as it is. Your body continue to relax. A little more deeply. Just feel your mind and body as though expanding in their relaxation. The buddhi just gently turn toward your own presence. It's me. It's me that is actually you, in truth, you. The body has me as its truth. Sense organs, the breath. I am itself, the mind. I am its truth. I am itself. And I'm also just myself. just simply myself. Let yourself sink down into the unconscious, into the realm of the little ones. Feeling your own presence. So you, the Buddha. Enjoying your own being. Let it take whatever form it feels to take, to be with your little one and your little ones. And let your little ones be with yourself, the self that you really are. in whatever form you're taking. You might let your parents be with you also, your mother, your father, if that's alive in your psyche. appropriate, just sit with them as yourself. Whoever's there internally with you, whether it be your parents or little ones, or at some point when it's appropriate, whatever form you've taken, just as your own being, the Atma. Let them be with you, and you with them. as you come back out of this meditation, you can spend 15-20 minutes with yourself in nature or in your room if that's better for you, for some time to be in your own.